UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for the V Show with Bob Valvano on your sports station, ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
Welcoming back, Pops, to the ESPN Louisville studios. Might as well start the show also with this, because I'm not even sure Pops knows this, but ESPN Louisville has committed to braving the cold and getting freezing for a reason to show our support for the over 10,200 Special Olympic athletes in Kentucky. That's right, ESPN Louisville, we're raising money for a chance to jump into some freezing cold water that is the Ohio for a great cause. All donations to our team will go to Special Olympics Kentucky to provide year-round sports training and competition opportunities to children and adults with intellectual disabilities. Our goal is $3,000, and we are very confident that we will reach that goal. We've seen you guys be very generous in the past with Cram the Van and the V Foundation and whatnot. We love you guys. We're asking that you help us reach this goal. We think we can do it, because if we do it, Team ESPN Louisville will take the cold plunge. And who will be our jumpers? Well, none other than the VP himself, Drew Diener, Mark Ennis, host of The Drive, Andy Sweeney, host of The Take, Perrin Johnson, all-around ESPN Louisville luminary, myself, Patty Ice, Don Yates, and more. And I just want to say, if the number gets up high enough, I will be rocking a Speedo and a shower cap, swimming cap. I don't really know what it's called. But yeah, we'll definitely be doing that for a good cause. Find the link to donate on ESPNLouisville.com and on our social media pages, or go to the Louisville Polar Plunge website and search Team ESPN Louisville. The Polar Plunge jump date is February 22nd at the Middletown, Texas Roadhouse. Want to start your own team? We'd love to see you out there. Go to LouisvillePlunge.com.
See, is my microphone on now? I've been talking for 10 minutes here. Okay, so it's on now, right? Excuse me.
It's on.
Am I on now?
You've been on the whole time.
So how come you didn't answer when I was asking if you were going to jump, and you just ignored me? That's okay. You were knee deep in your read. Here's the thing. There's two odd places to start, and then we'll get to the real meaty stuff. One is with the, people are interrupting my show again.
Brian was stating his business before he came in there. Is there an iMac charger in there? It's a big.
Hey, is there any iMac charger in here? Oh, I'm just a clock. I'm ice all spray. I'll beat up styrofoam football. I'm Kaywood Ledford. Nope, don't see one.
There is no Mac charger in there? Okay,
nope.
Just wondering.
Negatory.
Because Maven was filling in yesterday for the first hour.
You're going to come look anyway, aren't you?
Brian doesn't trust you.
You didn't trust me? No, he didn't trust me at all. If you trusted me, you wouldn't have come in.
No, I said, Brian doesn't trust you.
Yeah, trusted me.
Oh, no. Oh, no, he was lying directly to your face.
He's lying through his teeth. All right, so here's the deal. This polar plunge, most of you know what it is.
Yes.
You jump into a freezing cold river, and everybody goes, oh, holy crap, and then you jump out, and they give money to the kids for Special Olympics, which is wonderful. The cause is spectacular. I'm a huge supporter. But there's a part of me that, thought, okay, maybe I can contribute in a unique way. But I had to weigh it up, and I'll tell you, one of the reasons that ultimately led to my decision. If I were to do it,
you would die.
You could get you could get really good odds that I would have a heart attack and die. So I thought about, with all the push for legal sports betting, that could be another source of revenue. We could call Vegas and get odds. They could ask, like, when was your heart attack? Could I please see the x-rays? Do you have any of the MRIs? And then they could come up with, okay, it's 9 to 5. He jumps in, you'll get put 50 down, he has a heart attack, and then they could come up with other ones. Like, he has a heart attack but doesn't die. That would be like, you know, even money. He has a heart attack and dies, you bet 50 and get 90 back. He jumps in, doesn't have a heart attack. Oh my gosh, those are, you know, 10 to 1. He's certainly having some sort of coronary action there, okay? Then there's the outliers. You know, there's other various things, strokes, you know, so you could get the whole, and then you could get goofy ones that really don't have anything to do with.
Are there prop bets?
Yeah, prop bets says he had a stroke. The stroke and a heart attack is 1,000 to 1, because that rarely happens, you know. And so I thought about that, and then I realized that the only problem is I got to pick up my dry cleaning Tuesday. And I'd hate to leave all that stuff there.
You don't want to do that. You also bought a bunch of stuff in bulk, I noticed. And as my man Hannibal Burris says, you never want to die
buy
in bulk.
I still have about 8 car payments, and then I'll own the car outright. And I hate to leave that, because I want to get to the point that day when you own the car, and then the car immediately knows that you own it and says, let's see what I can do today. And then they start, the memo goes around. All right, he owns the car now, everybody. There's no more payments due. So I'll blow a tire today. No, that's not. We've already done that one. We need something bigger.
Radiator, can you go?
Yeah. Electric, save the bank. Oh, should we do it? I don't know. Let's ask him. They all approach him carefully, because this is the one even the mechanics can't fix. Go to the electrical system. You guys want to throw the gremlins in there? I don't know. Maybe another 3 months. Come on. Come on, Sparky. You know, that's his name. Come on, Sparky. Just screw up the electrical system.
It will be kind of fun.
It would be, come on, it would be great. All right, I'll think about it. So there's that. So I won't be polar plunging. Here's the other thing. And because I'm still a little ill, you have a little bit less, you know, patience and tact. So I'm running a risk here. By the way, I hate these commercials. Just want to point these out. Everybody's a tax thing. We get it. Your taxes are due. They want you to use their software. Everybody's not dancing, singing, clapping about doing TurboTax, all right? We get it. Just come on and say, listen, you got to pay your taxes. Here's an app that you can use, a program you can use. Give us some money and we'll help you do it. But all this, what is the, everybody's a tax man or some crap, or what the hell is the,
I think they were trying to go for like all people have to do their taxes.
Yeah, we got it. We understand it. I understood it in the first 2 seconds. I didn't need dancing and singing and guys doing the shimmy shake while he's mowing his lawn. And what the hell are you doing? You're paying your taxes. I mean, what is going to be next? Dentists coming out with people, you know, forming a conga line to get a root canal? We're going to get a root canal. What are you, nuts? You're doing your taxes. Calm down. But here's the other thing. And the risk, this will piss a good number of people off. This is both the beauty of living here and the teeny tiny frustration of living here, where my New York shows through, which to many of you I know pisses you off, but I just got to tell you, okay? You do. One of the great things about living here is once you get in the public consciousness, they look after you. Not everybody loves you, but they, you know, basically if you have enough people who do, they look after you. Your mother used to say that all the time. It was so great once people started to know, you know, who we were, even at Bellarmine. You got the feeling that, gosh, you know, somebody will always keep an eye out, which they do. It's the smallest big city or the biggest small town, however you want to look at it. But, you know, it's hard for you guys if you did anything stupid where somebody wouldn't get back to us and tell us, you know. Nick's posing naked with trophies. Gotcha. We got it. We heard that. Okay. So
you get that a lot.
Yeah. So that's good. Here's the bad thing. I have to tell you. I get crap if I want to talk about baseball or something else. But we are going to make the freaking cheerleading coach the lead story. He's the cheerleading coach. I don't care if he walked in with a cannon. The guy's a cheerleading coach. In New York, the St. John's cheerleading coach could go down Fifth Avenue with a bazooka and nobody would give a spit. It's the flipping cheerleading coach. Okay? I mean, I have great respect for the dancers. You used to go to high school with one of the girls, so we got to know her. They work incredibly hard. They're beautiful young women. The choreography's terrific. I take nothing away from that. He's the cheerleading dance coach. Can we just put that in perspective? That's the lead story. He's blowing off interviews. Like what is he? What's his name? The guy with the Skittles. He's
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, it's Marshawn Lynch. You know, I'm only doing this so I don't get fined. He's the bloody dance coach. And that is the story. He's questioning the new AD. He's become the authority on the integrity of the administration. He's the dance coach. Come on. I'm sorry. No disrespect to you personally. I hardly got to know him. He wasn't, he'd kind of blow by me if he saw me in the hall. I don't know why. I don't care why. But my God, if I bring up the fact that, the Reds have made some really big deals. Oh, my God, have you seen what's going on with the baseball? Die for the knob. He's talking baseball, that son of a witch. But the cheerleading coach, let's lead with that. Let's absolutely lead with that. He's the authority on ADs. I mean, seriously. I feel like Allen Iverson. I mean, you talk about the dance coach. I mean, we didn't even talk about a sport. I mean, I'm sorry, they're athletes. They're talented. Don't get me wrong. Don't put words in my mouth. But we talk about the dance coach. I mean, you talk about the cheerleading and dance coach. That's the lead. We're going to make that the lead story. The fact that Mookie Betts, who has had one of the great careers in Major League Baseball, just got sent to the Dodgers. Oh, that'll make people mock you. You can't talk about that. But we're talking about that cheerleading coach. Wow.
Just playing devil's advocate here. Just because he's so good and he has the Lifetime show and he got fired with cause, then he accidentally shot himself. I mean, there's a little meat on that bone, right? I'm not saying it should be the lead story. The lead story, I think, tonight.
We're talking about the cheerleading coach. I mean, we're not talking about games. We talk about that cheerleading coach. I mean, oh my God. I mean, I don't know. He went to the Plaxico Burris School of Gun Management. I don't know what that's all about, but it's just, I mean, I don't have a gun, so whatever. People say, how can he carry it without the safety on? I don't know. I just know that it's just unbelievable. There's a gazillion stories that that's the difference. So I'm just telling you. Now, maybe the cynic in you could say, well, that's because, gunplay is a regular part of the daily routine in New York. That's not really true anymore, but it's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. So, no, the guy says, I won't be taking the plunge. I'm sorry. So those of you who hoped I might jump in, have a heart attack, and die, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but those are not going to happen.
Still like those. I want to know those prop bets. And, I mean, I do kind of like the one about, I mean, Rango's a G. I mean, your cardiologist, he saved you twice. I mean, I wonder if people are putting money on him. Like, yeah, now Rango will bring him back again.
No, the guy's got a good, here's a text. I mean, this is a guy who gets the show. You need more prop bets. Like, after, how long after the plunge do you get the heart attack? What's the over-under? Do I leave everything to Jamie and write Nick out altogether? What's the percentage in the will? Will I lose my glasses when I jump in? You can't get, the casino wouldn't take money on that because that's
going to happen. Will Bob show up to the funeral?
Oh, now I always show up. I just feel late. They'll be carrying the casket. I'll be running down the aisle. Wait, I got to get in there.
No, I'm saying, will Mom show up?
Oh, Mom. Oh, no. No, she won't. She won't be there. Oh, Mom, that's a good bet. No, she won't be there at all. She'll be out with her girlfriends. He had a gun and shot himself where his former boss was who fired him. I get it. I understand. The guy says that's the lead. Yes, like there are other people who get fired, but it's no different than any other disgruntled employee if you wanted to do that. But he didn't shoot anybody; he shot himself. And the interview has been used as a platform, as like a referendum about Vince Tyre. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's bizarro. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm nuts, but let me try and make an analogy. Yes, I understand. If a guy showed up, a disgruntled postal employee, because that's always the stereotype, and then the guy got on there and he decided to go into a diatribe about UPS, I don't know, would you then say, well, let's take a listen here. This guy's got some thoughts on UPS. I mean, this guy knows what he's talking about while he's blowing his leg up. I mean, but it's too bizarre for me. It's just, the whole world is too bizarre. I mean, yesterday, I don't know if you saw it, I declared myself the winner of the Iowa caucus. I figured, what the hell? Everybody else seems to be doing it. I thought I'd take a shot at it as well.
I think deep down you should just run for politics.
No. Well, why would you want to do that to me? That'll give me a heart attack faster than the polar plunge.
You wanted to win as a writing candidate?
For the water guy.
Yeah, soil.
That's awesome.
And water. Yeah.
Because that's my kind of politics where you really can't adversely affect anything.
It's very Ron Swanson of you. I like that.
I mean, if you like, I said that as a tweet. If you like politics, whatever, like what you want. But if you tried to explain why to me, you might as well be speaking Greek, because I would have no understanding why anybody would like the spit show that has become our political landscape on both sides. I look at it and I say, one of these whack-a-moles is going to be our next president. I look at the cast of Democrats. These are the kids in elementary school that couldn't get elected to class offices. They're weird. But you had those kids in elementary school that were weird, but you tolerated their weirdness because they were brilliant. These aren't even those kids. These are just the weird kids that were sitting in the corner eating paste. And you said, what the hell is he doing? And if he doesn't win, any other jackwad who's going to be there for another 4 years, I mean, I'm sorry. This is where we are. The greatest country in the world, and we got the most bizarre cast of people that are supposed to, these are our leaders? Seriously? Holy spaloney. I just look at the whole thing and go, if it wasn't so damn cold, Canada, baby. Just head up there to live near the Hockey Hall of Fame.
I thought you said, if it's so cold, you're just going to take the plunge.
No.
It's like, wow, Dad, it's a little dark.
No, not going to do that. So sorry, if you love one of the parties, sorry, I apologize. If you love one of the candidates, apologize. But it's just, I don't know what you're looking at. I really don't. Let's see. Yeah, guy says, listen, you still getting those texts? Stop talking baseball. There's one guy who I'm convinced, you know, there's those, state your business, state your damn business, state your freaking business. What do you want? What the hell does he want? What could be so important that you got to walk in at 12:21? Let's all hear this that couldn't wait until the bottom of the hour. We had 9 more minutes. Let's find out what was so earth-shatteringly important that we couldn't wait 9 more minutes. Okay, let's hear it.
Mitch forgets to load the log or doesn't get the emails to load the log, which puts the commercials in. So before I left today, because I am being swept out of here because I don't want to go over on hours, I figured, I would just do it, right now instead of, having to wait and waste more time.
So 9 more minutes would get you in deep trouble with management.
I don't know.
How much do you make in an hour that 9 more minutes is going
to
break the place?
If Andy comes in here to scissor kick me in the face, will you defend me and say, I'll wait?
I'm getting very close to those door things that you can control by your phone. And I'm putting a lock on that door. And people are going to waltz in like they always do and turn the door and break their nose when they walk into it because it doesn't open.
That door has a lock, just so you know.
Yeah, but not the one that I could control from in here.
No.
That would be awesome. I could just see people lined up there and me just nodding. I got to get in there. I have to load logs. I have to drop a log. I have to do something. Oh, my God. The world will come to an end if I don't get in right in the middle of Bob's show. Right now. I'll be like, click, click, click. Too bad. You got 9 minutes. 9 minutes till break. Willow process another $6.
Sandra just now sent me the email, okay? I was just given the email in order to load the logs like 2 minutes ago. It's not like I was like, Bob's in studio. I would have done it during log show if she would have sent it earlier. I promise you
who
that.
Who sent these logs? The log lady? Who is this?
That would be Sandra.
Sandra in Kansas City.
Yes.
Okay. So from now on, I think what we do is when you get an email from Sandra, you come down the hallway with a little card that says Sandra just and you stand in the hall with a card that says Sandra emailed me, and it's kind of like red light, green light when you were a little kid, okay? And if I say, then I'll have a card in here, and I'll hold it up, and if it's got a green light, then you come in and load your damn logs. And if not, you wait 6 more minutes!
I don't know how to respond to that.
Because you can't!
That's hilarious and stupid at the same time.
So I'm getting the cards made. We have a full-color printer, right? So I can get those printed.
Oh, yes, we do.
Red on one side, green on the other. Fantastic. All right, there we go. So he stated his business. So those of you, if the heart attack occurs during a delicious Milantoni dinner, will the family finish eating before going to the hospital? That's even money. That's absolutely. I mean, I might still be eating, going to the hospital. Like, sir, you're having a heart attack. I know, but this pasta milantoni is so good. Just one more spoonful. Oh, here we go.
The carbonara is really not good.
Management
help.
Says, I'll walk in whenever I damn well please. What the hell do you want? Did you not get the memo, Bob? I don't know if you understand. I'm the program director here, all right? I'll turn your ass off. I'll flood your office. Go in my office right now. I'm thinking of selling my desk as lakefront property because there's a beautiful lake.
You never even go in your office. It doesn't matter.
I would have found that out. It would be hard to go in my office while I was in Kansas City the last 2 days.
Here's the thing.
Okay, this should be good.
No. You're not wrong. more guilty than your son Nick on coming in and interrupting other shows. Every day it happens with me. Every single day.
Well, good. Get
he
a dose of your medicine.
Came in 18 times yesterday.
Attaboy, Nick. Proud of
there
you.
There you go.
Thank you. Good. Very proud of you. While I was out of town, at least you kept the tradition.
By the way, I'm worried about Nick. He's pumping these vitamins into his body, and yesterday he ate an entire bag of pizza.
A bag of pizza?
An entire bag of pizza, yeah. It's hangover food. Maybe that was Monday.
How do you get a bag of? Who serves pizza in a bag?
I don't know.
Is that one of our new sponsors, Bag-O Pizza? Join us for the Get the ESPN special. We'll throw a whole bunch of crap in a bag, put it in the oven, in 10 minutes you'll have your Bag-O Pizza. You don't want to miss it.
I'm just saying your son is everything you hate with producers wandering in here. He really is.
Attaboy, Nick. Give him a dose of their own medicine. You know what I'm going to do? I just want you to know this. I am going to come in on every show for the next week literally with a log. I'm walking in with a freaking log. I'm going to open the door. I'm going to drop it. And you're going to hear, there it is. And they're going to say, what are you doing in here? I got the log. So Sally, whatever, just sent me a thing and said, bring the log in. Her name is Sandra. Oh, that's a different log. Let me get that one. And go up the hall and get that and bring it back. Here's Sandra's log. We good to go now? That's good.
Log dropping.
Yeah, that's it. Log dropping. Sounds like an ABC Wide World of Sport event.
You know, actually,
join us Tuesday for a log dropping from ESPN 680 in Louisville.
I was loading the log yesterday for one of the trips I came in for.
Attaboy. Proud of you.
By the way, the rest of the show, Seth Greenberg will join at 12:30.
Sure, why wouldn't he?
And then...
And you drew a blank. Harry Lorraine, memory specialist, joins us at 1:15.
1 p.m., Eric Crawford.
Okay.
And then 1:30, we have a special in-show guest. And then Perrin Johnson will join for the final hour.
It's We Want to Know Wednesday, by the way. We Want to Know Wednesday. We Want to Know Wednesday. We Want to Know Wednesday. I've got some things that are timely. The NBA All-Star Game's around the corner. We're going to do some NBA All-Star We Want to Knows. And I've got some other ones as well. So that's what we got for you. So thanks for being with us. I just took a... again, in and out like Grand Central Station. I swear to God. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. We can't go 3 minutes without somebody wandering in. It's I still have this awful head thing, and I learned something while I was gone that if you're in a business where you got to use your voice, a singer, an actor, stage actor, you're on radio, if you have a head cold, the worst thing you can do, I did not know this, is take decongestants because it makes everything in your head
really?
Drain to your throat. And that's what happened. And that's the second year in a row this happened. And now I realize that's why. As soon as I get the first inkling of it, I'm like, I'm going to fight this off. And I'm taking Sudafed. No, the Mucinex. And the Mucinex is fine. Let's kick everything down to his throat. And then I'm Babe Ruth. I just want to say baseball's the best game. And so then I can't work. So now I haven't taken a decongestant, which means the stuff has gleefully settled in my head. My head is a weapon right now. I could smash it through the glass right there. Just bam, and knock all that glass right on top of your board. So, I mean, it's just, it is. But so Dawn gave me something
Please
else
don't
to try
mess
to.
Up the soundproof, non-soundproof glass.
Dawn, listeners are going to say, well, this explains the open. Dawn gave me the stuff that's illegal, the stuff they have behind the counter that they use for meth. It's Sudafed. It's the Sudafed something, and they keep it behind the counter because obviously the druggists want to sell it themselves. No, because it's a controlled substance. So it's the stuff that, you know, makes you loopy. So I took one dose, and if it helps the decongestant, I'll probably take another one, which Paul Rogers is going to be in for the shock of his life. I'm going to come running down that tunnel, you know, jump into the seat. Paul, how are you? Listen, what do we got today? I'll be like, dude, what are we doing? Who we got? We got callers? Let's break down the game. Who are the starters? You got numbers? You got stats? He'll be like, oh, my God, somebody's restrained this guy. Just restrained in the seat like a guy in the insane asylum, you know, calling it. Good pass. Nice look there by War.
This image of you running with the play, pulling the headset.
Running him down the sideline, yeah.
Calling the game with the ref.
Oh, man. All right, we'll take a break, and then Seth Greenberg will join us on the other side.
The log is indeed loaded, by the way.
Oh, thank God in heaven. Those of you who could not eat your lunch wondering if the log was loaded. Point?
Uh-huh. How about a bike?
No.
A video game?
What the hell is that?
It's from Ren and Snippy.
Well, okay. You pick a toy.
I want... log! Boy, oh boy!
There we go. That's it. That's from yesterday's show. Yes, I was in Kansas City.
All kids love log.
Log rolls fast stairs, the owner rolls over your neighbor's dog.
All right. We got the gist of it. Go to break. We'll be back.
From Blammo.
You're listening to The V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
If I'm not mistaken, he opened his show at Great American Ballpark with that when we went to see him a few years ago. I've always loved that song. Quality work out of Nick back in the USSR. Actually, more quality work out of Paul McCartney and the Beatles, but you just had to push the button, but they actually made the song.
I'll take some cred. I can use some cred today. Thank you.
Let's start. I'm going to start every time he joins us with an offbeat question. So Seth Greenberg joins us right now from ESPN. Seth, did you in school play a musical instrument?
I played the piano for a very short period of time and not well. And I basically, the amount of money that my family, money that we actually didn't have, invested in a piano, a baby grand piano, which was really more ridiculous.
Wow,
and,
nice.
And and lessons for me, which lasted about maybe a year. It was hard when you were trying to have someone come and teach you the piano while you had a basketball sitting next to you. It was a little distracting.
Did Brad play anything?
No, Dean, my oldest brother, played the drums.
Nice.
That was kind of appropriate. And that was kind of appropriate because he's banged around for so long.
All right, there's our offbeat question of the day, brought to you by. We need
and
a sponsor
that's your
for that.
Offbeat answer.
Yeah, that's good. It was very good. That's why we're a good team. Let me ask you this question to start, because somebody was asking me. I think I've had Kansas, maybe because I see them so much, but I've had Kansas like four times already. And you know, they played a Tennessee team the other night. They were not all that fired up to play, but they got it done. And I think that of the teams that I've seen in person, the teams that I think have the better chance, I can't even say the best chance, but the better chance are Louisville and Kansas. I really do. But again, partially because I don't think anybody's looked great game after game. And so the more you see a team, you can say, well, I've seen them ordinary more often, but I've also seen their bursts where they've played very well. So my question to you is, not doing a prediction, not ranking them, who have you seen play where in stretches even, you've looked at them and said, wow, if they play like that, they can win the whole damn thing?
Well, you mentioned Louisville. Louisville's growing on me because they're developing depth. Samuel Williamson's getting better. Obviously, David Johnson's getting better. They got a rim protector and a front court defender, Malik Williams. They got a physical front court guy. They got a go-to scorer in Jordan Wara, a specialist in a shooter in McMahon. So, I mean, like, they, to me, right now, are emerging as probably the most complete team if you just watch teams. And they also have the DNA that they're not overly reliant on freshmen. And I did this whole study over the last 4 years. Final Four teams don't rely on freshmen. They rely on experienced guards, and they rely on experienced players with a complement of young players that basically, well, young players that complement their core group. And that's kind of what Louisville is. You know, Kansas, I've been on the Kansas thing for a while, but the but is that they just don't play well enough for longer periods of time, for me. I mean, they just, you know, they can get it going. At times they get stuck because they don't really shoot it that well.
That's the one thing they don't do. They don't shoot it. They really don't. And they know it. They don't shoot it. But, boy, they do everything else,
like
though.
Baylor, why do you, here's the thing. Like, Baylor, now Baylor in league play is not, you know, not really shooting the ball at all. I mean, they really aren't. But what they do is they get extra possessions. They get to the offensive glass. They turn you over. They're physically strong. They have four guards, not three guards. I mean, Bandu just comes off the bench just firing. So, I mean, like Baylor, you know, we should not underestimate Baylor. We probably shouldn't underestimate Gonzaga, even though they're off the beaten path, because they won at Washington. They beat Arizona. They beat North Carolina. They beat Oregon. They've won good games. And, you know, this is the hors d'oeuvres now. They go from their non-conference tough schedule to, like, they go reverse. They go main course, hors d'oeuvres, or first pasta. They go first pasta, hors d'oeuvres to the main course, which is the tournament.
That's it. You got that right. I have Baylor and Kansas coming up in, at the end of this month. I'm looking forward to that. That's one that'll be my first time to see Baylor in person. But I think Baylor faces the same thing a lot of teams do, that, you know, people who don't, there's a lot of teams to watch. And if you haven't really had a chance to see teams, you go with the brand names, and they're still not considered a brand name. That's the reality.
That is 100% the reality. You know, look, Baylor isn't sexy. Baylor doesn't sell. Baylor doesn't rate. Baylor has a bunch of guys no one's heard of. Baylor hasn't gotten seduced by the recruiting, lists. I got four top 100, right. Three top 20s, and look at this guy. They just got dudes, and they got dudes with a chip on their shoulders that are older, more mature, physical. They got a Division III player. They got a guy from UNC Asheville. I mean, they just got a guy that, you know, wasn't playing at that moment in time at Auburn. You know, who at that time not exactly was the basketball factory baby that it is turning into be. So, I mean, but they're really good.
You know, I want to ask you about this because I know you're pretty close with them. And it's a sensitive question because, to be honest with you, there are people that are upset about what transpired at Michigan State across the board before you start answering. I mean, the football and the basketball, and obviously it goes well beyond that when you start talking the gymnastics thing. But there are people that think the culture there wasn't what it should be. And yet, you know Tom a lot better than I do, but it disappoints me to hear that, because who knows what really went on there. But of the guys I've met in the business, he's one of the best guys. He's just one of the real good guys, I think. And I know somebody, we have a number of listeners, one particular just can't stand him. So every time I bring it up, I'm going to get a text from him. But I got to tell you, I deal with the guy as I've dealt with him. And when he talks, I like what he says. And I like what he said yesterday about his players. I mean, it takes guts to do that, because when you do that, you run the risk of alienating your own fan base. But he stepped up and said, look, if our fans are going to be out there ripping our players, then, you know, if you're really fans of ours, just call me. I'll buy your tickets back. Because I don't think people realize how disruptive that can be to players, especially everybody who's so dialed in with social media. And I don't understand, if you really want your team to win, why would you do things that are going to disrupt them? I don't get that either. So I'm 1,000% behind Tom on that. What are your thoughts on that whole discussion?
Yeah, look, I mean, that team has been through so much. Let's face it, this past year with Cassius' situation, and that is one of the true groups of guys that, like, he was the pulse of that team, Cassius. And, you know, you think about being in that position. How do you coach him now? How do the other players address him? He's going to have good days. He's going to have bad days. I mean, he's in a very, very difficult situation, and he's protecting his guys. And that's just the way it is. I mean, he cares about, he's never liked Twitter. He's been very vocal about that. Twitter can be mean-spirited. People say, well, you can just cut it off. Well, you know, back in the day, it was talk radio. Then it was bloggers and the internet. And then, now it's been Twitter and Instagram and everything else. And, you know, it's part of our society. It's part of culture. But, you know, when you're at a place like Michigan State and you're expected to win every game, and, you know, you've been through so much, there's been some great outpouring of love through Twitter. I mean, think about the sit-down Cassius did the other day that they put out, but people are mean-spirited. And this isn't the first time. I'm not going to mention the player's name. He had another player a couple of years back that missed a shot in a game to win the game and walked into his lecture hall in psychology, and absolutely Twitter started blowing up. That, you can't believe that blank is even here. He doesn't even deserve to be on his campus. He can't make a shot. And the kid had an emotional, literally left class, went right to Tom, and broke down. So, I mean, Twitter is an anonymous way that people have a voice. But, you know, let's face it, the voices aren't always positive, and he's protecting his guys, which, you know, what is the job of a coach? The job of a coach is to protect his guys and make sure that he has their backs, and that's what basically he's doing.
You watch tape and film on everybody, so I'm sure you've watched them more than I have. We talked about Baylor at the top, Gonzaga second, Kansas third, Louisville's fifth, with the team in the middle there, San Diego State, the last unbeaten team at 23-0. Seth, what are you taking away from watching them?
I'll tell you, I've watched a lot of them, actually, the last probably week and a half, because they're just so intriguing to me. All right, here's the thing. I'm going back to my little case study, the DNA of a Final Four team. They're an upper-class team. They got three redshirt fifth-year seniors. All right? Yanni Wetzel, kid who was at Vanderbilt, is really skilled and a big. Obviously, Malachi Flynn, a redshirt junior, is as good a guard as there is in the country. You need him to score, he'll score. And if he pushes it, he defends, he sees, he makes plays. K.J. Fagan, the kid from Santa Clara, can really shoot it. Matt Mitchell can really shoot. They can really shoot the ball. They've got legitimate depth. They turn you over. They don't turn it over. They get to the glass. They keep you off the glass. They run you off the three. They make threes. They've got legitimate depth, and they've got legitimate size, and they've also had some injuries and played through that. So they are really good. Look, they beat Iowa. They beat Creighton. They've beaten good teams now. It's not like you beat Creighton, man, you can guard. Because if you can't guard, you can't beat Creighton. You beat Iowa, you can guard. Well, they can guard, and they can score. They're very good.
They beat Creighton, by the way, by 31. Let's not forget that either. I mean, they beat them by 31 points. So
I mean, they're a very good team, and that league is bad.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's historically bad. The Mountain West. You know, to me, that's an amazing thing. The Mountain West, because the Mountain West has, like in UNLV, a traditionally rich program, although they've been off the beaten path. Boise State's always been pretty damn good. If you go through the teams in that league, you know, Mexico, they have a real great fan base. You would think that they would be getting some trickle down because if the Pac-12 is not as good as it's been, you would think, well, who's getting those guys then?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's getting those guys? When I was at Long Beach State, we got some dudes. When the Pac-12 wasn't good, we could go head-to-head and steal a guy or two or evaluate a guy or two. So the Mountain West not being good in places that like basketball is surprising, but San Diego State's a good basketball job. They got great fans. They got great ownership. They have a history. They've been good for a long time. Steve Fisher did a great job, and Dutch has done very similar things. And they're doing a good job of keeping guys home.
Let me ask you about our boys up the highway here a little bit, because I guess they've been waiting. It's like waiting for Godot. They've been waiting for E.J. Montgomery for so long that even on a night when Nick Richards goes for 27, the big story is that E.J. gets 12. But this is kind of, you can see in Cal's face, this is what he's been waiting on. And if they can continue to develop, he can be a little consistent, then they do what they do, which is get better in March. Was that just a one-off, or do you think he's made a breakthrough, or where do you think they stand? That was a good win against Mississippi State.
That was a big-time win against Mississippi State. Mississippi State was playing really well. You got to remember, over the last five wins, they're averaging 83 points a game, Mississippi State. I mean, Reggie Perry over the last five games, 21 points, 60 from the field, 40 from the three, 12 rebounds a game. I mean, Carter's got a big, rangy wing. Woodard is a big, rangy hybrid 3-4. They've got, rim protection. So that was a good win. And look, I mean, it was a game that Kentucky, coming off a game where they didn't basically – Auburn made that punch at halftime when they went to that three-quarter court trap. Higgins was in foul trouble, and it was turnover, turnover, turnover. That changed the momentum of the game, and then the last 3 minutes of the game, Kentucky was not very good. So he challenged his team. They responded. EJ is an interesting kid. He went on that tour with us to Italy that I did with the Adidas group, and it's not his talent. It's more his personality.
Hmm.
You can change a little bit of their DNA. I mean, the kid is talented. John doesn't want him to settle and be a jump shooter. He wants him to be a guy that attacks and aggressive and doesn't settle. He is a very good defender, and he did a terrific job yesterday. He's a very good defender. His motor doesn't run all the time, and John will push him until the point where the light bulb goes on. I really do believe that, because the kid does have talent. But even like you see when he made that really good play, when he got fouled and he stayed with the play and it went in, and everyone around him was excited for him, and you had that like kind of blank stare on his face.
Mm.
You know who that was? That was Nick Richards last year.
Mm. Mm. Interesting. Never thought about that.
That was Nick Richards last year, and now Nick Richards is the guy hyping him up.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and there's still a lot of games to be played in February, and so if he can continue to develop, it makes them. There's no question it makes them a different team, though, right? I mean, it's.
And Nate compliments him because Nate is different, which is good. Look, I mean, they have no numbers. They've got eight dudes. I mean, in fact, they're, you know, their margin of error. They got Juzang, they got Brooks, they got Sestina coming off the bench. That's it.
Yep.
Like, you know, like that's the thing. I mean, like, it is what it is. So I mean, I do think at times they're better. They're getting better, and I'm not crazy about that circle two and circle three action that he runs, and he runs his Vegas action. But they're getting better at waiting on screens offensively. They're getting better at curling off of those screens, which forces – it's a little bit like almost Virginia's blocker mover. You know, if you come off the screens and curl them and the defender has to extend, then you can – Virginia would throw a pocket pass. Kentucky just throws that pass to the rim.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, look, they learned a lesson. I mean, they admitted. I like that the kids admitted. They did flat out. And I quickly said, hey, they were tougher than us. Like, when a player can recognize that, that's a step forward.
If I'm Kentucky, I wouldn't look past Tennessee, even though they've been all over the map. I mean, Tennessee, Rick's had a goofy year. He added guys at mid-year, and I saw them against Kansas, and they gave Kansas a game for much of that game, and they came back from way down against Alabama last night. They have to go to Tennessee. I think they'd be wise not to look past that game, Kentucky.
And that was John's message in the locker room. I don't know if you saw it. He said, look, I mean, it's going to be an orange out. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. It's always something with them. But Tennessee is, look, you know, Tennessee's got, you know, Bowden can make shots. You know, the point guard position is interesting, to say the least. But I think that it's a situation where it's getting better, not turning over as much. Josiah James rebounds the ball, so their guards are going to have to be physical to rebound the basketball. And Fulkerson's kind of an awkward type of player.
Yep.
And Rick Barnes can coach his tail off.
Speaking of that, to that end, I just had Texas at Kansas, where Rick came from, of course. And I there's hardly anybody I can think of in the business who doesn't like Shaka. He's such a nice guy. Oh, everybody
great.
Likes Shaka.
Right.
But the expectations there are pretty high, and they haven't got much momentum. He's got an enormous buyout, but, you know, for a lot of places, you might say that would be preclude anything. But Texas, I don't know. They seemingly have bottomless wells of money, so I don't know. Do you think Shaka can survive? It's a $10 million buyout. I mean, do you think he can survive this?
Yeah, I wonder if they have an offset if they let him go and he gets another job, because he'll get another job. There's no doubt about that. I don't know. Shaka, they lost three guys to the NBA lottery, three big guys to the NBA lottery 3 years in a row.
Yep.
I mean, so that's, you know, but the biggest problem that they've had consistently, if you really want to talk about it, is they haven't had consistent guard play.
Yeah.
And you're not winning in the Big 12 Conference without good guard play. I mean, it's just the way it is. Yeah, it's a perplexing one. I mean, Texas is a good job, but it's a little bit, it seduces you a little bit. Their fans aren't overly passionate,
right,
to be honest. Games aren't games. They're almost theater.
Right.
The state has good players, but in a lot of ways, the state's players are overhyped and a little bit spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have, with what Chris Beard has been able to do, they're not even getting the best of the best, let alone the toughest. He's got to go back to getting, like, to me, I'm not blaming it on the assistant coach, please, but the most important thing for an assistant coach is know who can play for your head coach. Just because he's at Texas doesn't mean he should have changed the DNA and the player he's recruiting. He's better with tough kids. We all are. And, you know, you go to Texas, you think you got to recruit a different guy. You got to recruit winning players, and that's the most important thing. You can't try to make them winning players. That's got to be their identity and their DNA.
It's funny you say that. There's a guy very close to the program. I won't mention his name because, it's not fair. And I don't think he said this for public consumption, but trust me, he's very credible. He said just what you said. He said, Shaka knows the game, and the kids, it's not like he's lost the team. They still like him. But he said he thinks that his choice in staff hasn't served him well there. Not out of disloyalty, just out of what you said. They haven't really identified the kinds of kids that he should be getting there. So he said the exact same thing you did. I found that interesting.
Great minds. I'm sure he's a brilliant individual.
Oh, yes. Actually, I'll tell you the truth. He's the head of their nuclear physics department, so he's a very brilliant, really brilliant guy.
Brilliant, exactly. Thank you very much.
No, but it's true, though.
I've been compared to that a lot.
You know, Izzo said that. You know, remember when he won the championship the first time, he said he started recruiting guys because he thought those are the ones he should recruit. They weren't really his guys. So you got to get your guys. And I think that's true for anybody. You got to get your guys. So I don't know. Hope he gets a chance to. He did also tell me this, though, because I said the same thing. $10 million to you guys is like nothing, right? He said, no, around here. He said, we don't make much money in basketball. $10 million is a lot of money. So I'm not sure that wouldn't preclude them going a different way. I don't know. We'll see. You'd take that job, though. I know you would, right? You'd go down there.
Oh, in a heartbeat. For $10 million?
So where are you headed this week?
We're headed to the game that most years defines college basketball. The game that in the last 100 games, they're 50-50 and have scored exactly the same amount of points. Duke and North Carolina, which is the craziest stat in the history of basketball. I don't know what the analytics on that would be. Play 100 games, be 50-50 and have scored exactly the same amount of points and be like 12 miles from each other. Yeah. So we're on our way to Duke, North Carolina. And I think the interesting thing is we're on our way to another, I'm sure, interesting Roy Williams soundbite.
Wow.
Because it's unbelievable. I mean, look, I have so much respect for Coach and I have a great relationship with him. And I just wonder who's advising him.
I wondered the same thing. I mean, I guess at some point, I guess you correctly, you feel like I can say anything I want, but I would like to have asked him, what good did you think was going to come out of that? I mean, unless he thought he was motivating his players, I don't know. But I mean, if I were a player, I don't know if that would motivate me. I just would think, boy, our coach thinks I suck. Right?
And here's the thing, Cole Anthony, and he's a talented guy. There's no doubt about it. But Cole Anthony, first, he's not a point guard. I'm sitting there and I'm not cringing, but I'm on our set of game day and people are saying, well, you know, he's going to make it easier. He's going to get easy baskets for Garrison Brooks. He's going to do this. That's not who he is.
Right.
He doesn't see plays. What he is a ball guard that thinks score first. He's a guy that plays the contact. He's shot selection. He doesn't understand it yet because he hasn't played enough college games. He's a nice prospect is what he is. Now this year's draft there'll be a lottery pick, but I'm not as sold on him, and nor does he have to worry about me being sold on him because I don't have a pick. But I think he's a long way from making a difference for their team.
Huh, so you've been in the network a long time. I'm surprised they would send you to a game for a bubble game.
It's a bubble game that'll rate better than any other game we have.
Well, the one team's not really on the bubble, but the other team kind of is. It's going to be interesting.
Wait a second. That other team's not on the bubble.
Well, they're trying to play themselves onto the bubble. How about that?
They're trying to play themselves into the NIT right now.
That's true. 10-12. They're not even in the NIT right now. It's a good point. Hey, well, have fun. It's always a fun place to go. Go see my brother Nick. I had breakfast with him the other day. I'm sure he'll buy you breakfast if you want. Go see him.
Yeah, Nicky boy. There's nothing better than Nicky. He's the best. No, he's the second best. Yeah. No, you're the best.
Yeah, thank you. Good footwork there. That was good. Good pivot right there. Very impressed.
Exactly. You're the best.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. Thanks as always.
Bye,
see ya.
You're good.
Seth Greenberg. No, he good. No, he good. You know what else is good? Let me tell you what else is good.
What is that?
Our friends. It's the wrong copy. It's because it's only good to February 2nd. Did anybody get me a new copy? No, because nobody cares about me.
Wow. What's this?
Are we still doing this, or is this dead too?
Probably the meth talking, but
126, that's no good either.
Well, you haven't been here in a couple days.
Oh, so that means just ignore the show altogether.
Basically, yes.
I can read this, because I know they're still loyal sponsors. God bless them and all of their families. The good folks at Universal Windows Direct. It's been crazy. I left. It was 61 degrees. I came home. It was 28 degrees. That's what happens around here at this time of year. And you need to keep your home comfortable. And the way you do that is with the best windows, new windows from Universal Windows Direct. If you got just builder's grade windows, you are paying more in your utility bills than you need to. If you feel some cool air coming through your house, you need new windows. Your current windows are just not cutting it. They leak warm air out, let cool air in, causing you to pay more in energy bills. New windows from Universal Windows Direct not only look great, and they do look great, but they're going to give your home a comfort level and give you peace of mind because the installers are professional, ethical, careful. They take care of their profession and their work with the same source of pride you have in your home, and that's what you want. So give them a call. This aerospace technology called SuperSpacer is what makes the difference, and you'll get windows that perform better and last longer. In fact, there's a warranty that shows how much they believe in their product. It's guaranteed for as long as you own your home and 30 years to the next homeowner. That, my friends, is a company that believes in their product. You buy one, you get one free. There's no limit, and there's a financing plan that you will find very attractive and can fit in your budget. So take advantage right now. There are some restrictions apply. Get all the details by having them come out to your home and do a free in-home estimate. Call them at 822-5764. 822-5764. Remember the name. There's a lot of window companies out there trying to get you to listen to them and look at their product. And get the best one. Go to Universal Windows Direct. That's the name. And 822-5764 is the number. UniversalWindowsDirect.com is the website. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. Anybody else find it a tad ironic? I'm trying so hard. It's like I have a filter. You know, like when you get your sound system on, you want to adjust the bass or the treble and you're turning the knobs. There's the cynic button in me, and I'm just always looking for it to turn it down because I'm like, stop. It's a nice spot. Stop it. The message is good. Yeah, but stop it. Just turn it down. Yeah, but stop. But I can't.
Is that the New Yorker in you?
No, it's the logic in me. They got Tony the Tiger out there because schools are cutting back on their sports programs. So Frosted Flakes, the new guy, who's not the original Tony, who's currently dead, they got that guy is doing the voice now, and he tells you, hey, buy our cereal, and we'll give money because it's all about sports in school. And the guy they got to be their spokesperson is Ben Simmons, who basically treated his experience at LSU academically as if he had a cab waiting. He was like, how soon can I get this spit over with so I can get the hell out of here and go make some real money? That's a little odd to me. You know, take a guy who spent more than 20 minutes and looked at least marginally interested. I mean, I'm sorry. I just thought
and
that
who can hit a three-pointer.
No, I don't care about that part. I just thought that was very odd. It was like, hi, I'm Ben Simmons. I really don't give a rat's ass about school, but you should because, hey, I'm a hell of a lot better player than you are. So go to school, eat the cereal, and leave me alone. I mean, then I could get behind that message. But the one where he's like, I'm all concerned because it's all about playing in school. I'd be like, Ben, where'd you go again? You'd be like, I can't remember. It starts with L. Loyola? I don't remember. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. ESPN 680 1057.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.